So here we have Olivia Federici representing Great Britain. Great Britain's top athlete. Actually retired in 2013, but came back last year in 2015 to help the duet complete at the Olympic qualifiers, to qualify for the Olympic Games. And this is one of the first times that Olivia's competed in the English Championships as a soloist. When she was competing back in 2012, 2013, she was actually not doing solo at that stage. Her duet partner, Jenna Randall, was. So swimming to House of the Rising Sun. She's going to show off here her splits. Not one of her strongest points, her flexibility. However, you have to show them in this element. Excellent spin. Really lovely lines. Excellent toe point as well. You'll see her height out the water compared to the other soloists, much higher. Has already travelled further down the pool than anyone else. So here we come into the rocket split. Slightly off the line as she closed, however, managed to get it back on as she did the descent. She's got a lot of content in this solo, so we're not just seeing the elements with a little bit of fill-in. She's actually making more of the fill-in bits, actually making figures out of them. So it gives those judges who are marking the execution impression of the rest of the routine really something, you know, to score. Some excellent impression there. Quite dramatic movements from Olivia. Travelled well around the pool. So now we're coming into the spin element. So you have to do a twist first before you go into the spin, just to make that really hard. Slightly off to the left there as she did the end of the spin, just dropped her left side a little bit. Followed it with another spin afterwards. That wasn't a required element afterwards, but it adds to the difficulty. Excellent height on that barracuda. Again, slightly dropped off to the left as she did her spin, but managed to get it in within 360. Excellent performance there by Olivia.